in Gaza, aid distribution points operated by the US and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation will be closed today. It's currently the only operator of getting aid to people in the war-torn territory. And in a statement, it said it was closing its sites for update, organisation and efficiency improvement works. It comes as Israel's military has warned residents against travel in areas leading to these aid distribution centres, saying they were combat zones. Yesterday, at least 27 Palestinians were reportedly killed during gunfire as they waited for food at the points set up by the US-backed foundation. It's the third reported incident in 3 days. We're joined now by Sky News Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle in Jerusalem. Good morning, Alistair. It is just over a week since the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation began operating these aid centres. It's clear there's been chaotic and dangerous scenes, but what reason specifically has been given for today's closure?
Good morning. I mean, the official reason given is that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation and the people who run it can liaise with the Israeli military, the IDF, to boost security around the distribution sites, but on the routes leading up to it as well. Look, I think this, you know, that is clearly necessary because the last 3 days in particular have been totally chaotic, but really ever since the Humanitarian Foundation, which is deeply controversial around the world, ever since it began its operations, it's not been a smooth operation.
And there is outrage over these reports of killings as Palestinians are trying to access food, but the Israeli military describing a very different picture on firing warning shots when threats were posed, they said. And it's now warning about combat zones on the roads that lead to these aid sites. So really it's raising questions just how safe the passage is towards these aid sites for Palestinians.
Well, the passageway down there clearly isn't safe. There's been almost 100 people shot and killed, according to figures from the health ministry in Gaza, over the last 3 days, trying to get down there, and conflicting reports and accounts as to who is to blame and what happened. But the Israeli military has admitted firing on people who, what they say, deviated from the route. But you know, it's not just the obviously quite considerable risk of being shot at. And by our calculations, to reach these aid hubs from the closest safe zone is at minimum a 5 kilometre round trip that you make in the very early hours of the morning before the sun comes up to be there for when the distribution centres open, because it's first come, first served. 5 kilometres round trip, having to carry aid back with you, kind of means, you know, that is survival of the fittest, because when you get there, as we've seen from the pictures, it is complete chaos. And it is, as I said, a first come, first served basis. And that doesn't serve many of the people who need aid in Gaza, who are elderly, or they're injured or sick, or they're children, or they just don't have the ability to be able to make that long journey.
And Israel's government has said that this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, it's supposed to prevent aid from going to Hamas. But is it now risking a situation that it's not getting to those who need it? Because as the only operator of aid to starving Palestinians, and as you say, they're on the brink of famine, a day of pause, that's going to pose serious consequences.
Well, I don't see how on earth it is achieving Israel's objective of ensuring that the aid doesn't get to Hamas. You only need to look at the pictures to see how uncontrolled it is, how chaotic it is when people reach the site and do anything to get their hands on food, as is, you know, quite understandable after a lengthy blockade of Gaza. There is no system in place from what we can see. There is no attempt to even identify who is coming and to allow them to get aid in an orderly manner. It is literally grab what you can. And so there's no way that the Israelis can know whether or not it is civilians or whether it's Hamas getting their hands on this aid. So it does not appear to be achieving the objective that the Israelis say it was set up to do.
I know it is difficult to assess what is happening when international journalists aren't allowed in the territory, but there have been lots of eyewitness accounts from Palestinian aid workers and doctors and what has been happening there. Can I just bring you, though, to a separate topic? Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he's also facing a corruption trial. And 5 years on, we understand he underwent cross-examination for the first time yesterday.
He did. I mean, this is a very lengthy and complex trial on a number of different counts. for fraud and corruption. It has been going on for a very long time. The defense process started many months ago and has just concluded, and now it's the prosecution who've started cross-examining him. He appears in court, still in Tel Aviv for security reasons, not in Jerusalem. He appears in court, I think it is now twice, sometimes three times a week. Of course, you know, he's a prime minister with the country at war as well, so he's often having to find reasons or excuse himself from the court hearings in order to attend matters of security, of a security nature. And he clearly is pretty angry that he's being put through this. He was described as completely ridiculous when he was taking the stand yesterday to be cross-examined for the first time.
And that trial continues. Alistair Bunkle, thank you for bringing all of that from Jerusalem. It is 19 minutes past seven.